There's a great, there are a couple of pieces that we're going to unpack. Number one, on the cover of the LA Times, and you knew that this was going to come out, that, you know, right as the president's about to be inaugurated for a second term. Front page, Doyle McManus piece in the LA Times. Support for war in Iraq hits a new low. Now, the way that the questions are asked, and it's obviously the public is having big doubts about Iraq. There's no doubt about that. You can't cover that up, and you can't obscure that. However, the way the questions are asked in these polls, it's not knowing what we knew at the time, and given Saddam's history of lying to international inspectors, breaking previous agreements, breaking UN resolutions, was President Bush right in making the decision he made at the time? That's not the question. The question is, was it worth it, given what's happening now in Iraq? And, you know, a disturbingly high number of people say it wasn't worth it. So, of course, the LA Times is going to go front page with that just in time for the inauguration. But we should also say that most people believe the job should get done in Iraq, are not overwhelmingly in favor of any pullout of American troops, and believe that we should be there to stabilize the situation. So, depending on how you'd ask this question, I think you'd have a very different result. And you set forward the predicate of what Saddam was doing before we decided to go into Iraq. Well, we'll see what the results would have been. They don't ask the question that way.
Was it worth it?
Oh, Barbara Walters. Is she showing up at the inaugural tomorrow? It's unclear. So, well, I have several updates as well. And we have a piece in the Washington Post above the fold, which is it's one of those precious profiles. Two people who came to the inaugural, coming to Washington from different backgrounds. One, a woman, is about 60, who's devout Catholic. The other is, I think his name is Bjorn, and he's a vegetarian. We'll get to that dramatic reading. But the Post is just, it's great. I mean, the vegetarian, well, let me just say this. He has a ticket for the swearing in, the vegetarian, and he's now trying to figure out what is the most appropriate form of protest, whether he should just bow his head or kneel down and cover his ears, or whether he should turn his back, or whether he should make some type of spectacle of himself. So he's, I'm just calling him Bjorn, I can't remember, but he's grappling. His name is Jan Bjornstad. Sorry, I knew Bjorn was in there somewhere. It's at the end. So we'll get to that. There, now, I got up this morning. I looked out my window when satellite truck, this.
You had no idea?
No. And that's, what's that song? Ooh, that smell. It was
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, it was bad. And I didn't have that on my iPod. Otherwise, I would have played it. And so I got up. Lee, what did I do? I had to just leave. I just have to leave the gym.
Yeah, you got to build your own gym.
Yeah, I can't. How do you? And he hadn't even been working out yet.
It's also that men will tend to migrate to wherever a woman is in a gym. Women never come up to me. When I'm the lone guy in a treadmill, chicks never sit next to me, smelly, popping, or otherwise. Never happens to me.
I talked to your mother last night, by the way.
Excellent.
I called your mother.
Did you call her Chris instead of Caroline this time?
I called her Chris.
Excellent.
I've had her name wrong for 15 years.
That's okay.
She never corrected me.
No, she's polite.
Over 15 years, I've been calling her the wrong name.
She was wondering whether that was her name. She's pretty old, you know.
Your mother is never going to speak to you again. So anyway, Bjorn, Jan Bjornstad, said that he believes that the United States has become a global bully. He's in town. Of President Bush, he said, I can't believe he's our president. Well, first of all, John, Joe away. I mean, this guy is, oh, anyway, we're going to get to this profile because it's very amusing. Also, we have an update on the Senate's chimney sweep. The amazing thing is that the Senate has become a very open institution now. They're letting in hobos, people who live in boxes, chimney sweeps. Oh, no, wait, that was Barbara Boxer.
Product like a can opener, who would care about what we said? But this product is a war, and
really?
People are dead and dying.
I got to tell you, California, you got to clue me in on Barbara Boxer. We got to push Heather McDonald off because we have a lot of people want to get on the get in on this. Heather McDonald will join us a little bit later, but we're going to go to your phone calls here. Barbara Boxer, Condoleezza Rice. How did this whole thing go down? Also, the dramatic reading from the Washington Post. What are the protesters feeling this week? Well, one man spills his guts. He's a veg head and proud of it.
before.
Well, if you can't admit to this mistake, I hope that you'll rethink it.
Senator, we can have this discussion in any way that you would like, but I really hope that you will refrain from impugning my integrity. Thank you very much.
I'm just quoting what you said. You contradicted the president and you contradicted yourself.
Senator, I'm happy to continue the discussion, but I really hope that you will not imply that I take the truth lightly.
Becky at WFBL up in Syracuse. Becky.
Yes, I think Dr. Rice has a tremendous amount of class, and her biggest test in foreign and diplomatic skills will not come in dealing with leaders of foreign nations, but in dealing with the nincompoops in our own, you know, Congress and Senate.
That's actually a really good point. She was so diplomatic yesterday. She actually withstood the boxer barrage, or the chimney sweep, or whatever you want to call it. She did look like a chimney sweep. I'm telling you, I just wanted her to put on one of those chimney sweep hats and have
start
a little
singing Chim Chim Cheree.
Yeah, stuff. Exactly. That's disturbing that you know Chim Chim Cheree, by the way. Yeah, that's a great point. Condi Rice is going to have to stare down all these, you know, Arab leaders and all these anti-American, you know, people who hang out at the UN. Well, she'll be able to do that if she can stand up to Boxer. I love that. What is California thinking with this Boxer, though? I just do not understand this. You managed to elect Schwarzenegger in that recall election and get rid of Gray Skies Davis, but you still got Boxer to deal with. All right, I promised you this profile in the Washington Post, front page of the different types of people who are gathering in Washington this week. And it's actually about, speaking of California, it's about two Californians who come to town for different reasons. One of them is a 60-year-old woman named Anna Bryson, a businesswoman, anti-abortion Catholic, otherwise known as pro-life, and a foe of same-sex marriage. So they write about her, but I'm going to focus on the other character they write about. And this is by Michael Ruane. His name is John Bjornstad. He is 55, a vegetarian pacifist, and a laid-off software engineer who has lived in a commune and owns a fuel-efficient hybrid car with the bumper sticker, Terrorism Prevention Vehicle. He is staying in a Spartan youth hostel in Tacoma Park, Maryland. He comes to mourn and protest tomorrow's second inauguration of President Bush. He's from Santa Cruz, California. Bjornstad, who volunteered for Democratic nominee John F. Kerry, well, that's a shock, during the election campaign, said of Bush, "I can't believe he's our president. He's such a misspoken, bumbling fool." He goes on, "A half moon gleamed in the frigid sky." Who's writing this? This is writing. "A half moon gleamed." Can it gleam? I guess it can, yeah. "Gleamed in the frigid sky Monday night when Bjornstad trudged up the concrete steps to the hostel just across the street from a metro stop and was shown to a room that contained 5 beds. The receptionist noted that there were, among other things, a table tennis game, a hammock in the backyard, a pool table in the basement lounge, and 3 restrooms."
That's nice.
Bjornstad, a quiet, amiable man with short gray hair, looked satisfied and said he much preferred the hostel to the isolation of a motel room. That's a lie of the day. Oh, yeah, he'd much rather be in the youth hostel with
yeah, that's right.
You know, with some Berkeley kids than be at the Mayflower. I don't think so. Bjornstad said his parents were moderate Republicans and that he was not a protester during the Vietnam War. He said, "I still had trust in my government. I just couldn't believe that they would do anything wrong." But then in 1976, he became a vegetarian and began to look at things differently. "It was a revolution in philosophy. It woke me up that the status quo is not all that it seems." That was a deep thought. He returned to California, got a degree in biology, did some traveling, and honed his software skills. He got a job and lost it. Joined what he described as a, quote, high-functioning commune. What is a high-functioning commune? Can you explain
that? I'd rather be in one of those low-functioning communes myself.
And then he returned to the working world. During the 2000 presidential campaign, Bjornstad went to hear candidate Ralph Nader speak.
"That was another revolutionary experience," he said. "Nader educated me about what was really going on in this country, how corrupt and morally bankrupt both the Democrats and the Republicans were."
He said he became an avid Nader supporter and volunteer. He found Bush
rather lightheaded and lightweight.
Last year, he did extensive volunteer work for Kerry and was amazed by and curious about Bush's victory. Yesterday, Bjornstad donned some warmer clothes. He thought about buying long johns, but tried jeans instead. And he headed to the protest called Convergence Center.
I'm not so sure that would be wise.
On New York Avenue, Northeast. Well, we just want to say to Bjornstad, good luck, and wash your broccoli.
Get out of the way.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
These are landmark events in the history of liberty. And none of it would have been possible without the courage and the determination of the United States Armed Forces.
All right, it's about 10 minutes before the hour.